Well, I think I'd start a bit about the privatisation of the health service. It's gone on for many, many years. It's been a very slow process, bit by bit, so people haven't noticed really what's been happening. We started off with Thatcher's internal market, the creation of that. I went on to Labour's payment by results, and then the condemns with the Health and Social Care Act. And all this was preparing the NHS for takeover by private companies. But what it did for patients and for the staff was wicked, because it was making the health service into a business. And okay, if you want to improve efficiency and what have you, in a factory you're making tins of beans, you can make more beans. But to treat people like that is absolutely, it doesn't work. And, you know, people just become units then. They're not people anymore. I mean, I was a ward sister, and they used to come around, how many bed blockers have you got? And they used to say, I haven't got any bed blockers. We don't have bed blockers, because I refused to tell people that they were bed blockers. And first we had one hospital. And then it got split up into different directorates. And so that meant you'd got somebody over the each directorate, then you had to have accountants, and then you had to have all the admin staff. So it's creating all that, you know, money that could have gone to looking after patients. And I used to love my job, I really did. And I used to look at it as a privilege, looking after people when they were in, you know, really bad states. You know, you used to work on a trauma ward, and you used to have all sorts of accidents come in. And my husband used to say to me, you really lucky to have a job that you love. And by the end of it, before I retired, the thought of going to work, I was nearly in tears thinking about it, because it was so dreadful. So that just shows you the effect that, and I'm not the only one that's had that effect on. And this payment by results, it's such an unequal system, because the treatment centres, like the one up at Marlborough, they contracted for so many operations. If they don't get them done, they still get paid. In the NHS, if we didn't get the operations done that were contracted for, you didn't get the money. Mm-hmm. So it was, we've got to get them in, we've got to get them out, or we don't get the money. So, you know, it was awful. And the targets you've got to make. And then targets are fiddled, I know. They say they're not. But, you know, 4 hours in A&E, so on the ward, this is an hour earlier than it is, you know. And you can't blame staff for that. So the other thing is that these private companies, they don't take complicated cases. They'll take people, elective surgery, hips, knees, that kind of thing, ingrowing toenails. And they take people who are otherwise fit, whereas in hospitals, you know, somebody might come in for a hip operation, but they might have heart problems, breathing problems. So you can't, you know, the idea is this sort of business thing. You have your operation on day one, you do this on day two, you do this on day three, and then you go out. But, you know, people are so different, and it doesn't work like that. And the other thing is that you haven't got time to talk to patients. And part of looking after people is not only doing their operation, doing the dressings, part of it is talking to people as well. I mean, I know people that lay there in bed and they look so down, and just if you're helping them have a wash, you talk to them, ask them about their families, and you see them perk up. And we are, you know, they privatise the laundry. Then we haven't got enough uniforms, so we've got to take them home to wash them. And then you shouldn't be taking them home to wash them because of infection. Catering. We used to have catering in the hospital. The food used to be really good. If you wanted something special, you could ring down. I mean, I can remember having a Chinese lady on the ward. Mm-hmm. And around the kitchen. And said, I've got a Chinese lady here. Do you think you could do some Chinese food? Yes, and up it came. But now it's shipped over from Wales, frozen, warmed up, and all the waste there with the petrol and everything else, and it's not as good. And I've been told that I don't know. It wasn't better then, and I'm sure this is just my old age thinking about a wonderful past, because the food was better. And like somebody might just not be feeling like eating, so I say, is there anything you really fancy? Or just eat a salmon sandwich, so bring down. But I mean, that all went, because it's all just come pre-packed. And I think, you know, it's just awful. And the cleaning, that was put out to tender, so even if you kept it in house, it was really cut to the bone. And I think that's why we got the hospitals being dirtier again. But I mean, I've written now that has been sorted because of all the scandal with the MRSA and all the other infections. So I mean, I can say that Royal Hospital, I mean, as far as I've seen, it's tip top with the cleaning. They're always coming round cleaning now. PFI, that's another thing that was a disaster. I mean, fortunately, Royal Hospital didn't go down that line. But, I mean, that's cost millions, and it's still costing millions and millions. Another thing, that we used to have emergency beds on each ward. We'd probably keep two emergency beds. And never do that now. And now, I mean, this is true. We've had 3 patients in one bed in one day. And you might think, how do you do that? Because you've got somebody who's already in and they get discharged that morning. Somebody who's a day case, just in for the day. And then they probably go home early evening tea time. Then somebody else come in for the operation next day. You know, so you think of cleaning and make sure all that's clean and etc. And there was none of, because I can remember the first time, you know, I said to this consultant, we haven't got any beds, you know. And it's resulted as well, I think, in bullying. And they talk about whistleblowing. It's okay, it's another piece of paper. But I know people that have gone from the hospital because they voice their opinions. And they come, obviously they don't say that why it is. They come up with some charge up, you know. Or I think the thing that they do, they used to come and do ward reviews, and you knew then, well, I better get out. Because you better decide to go out. And they'll find anything. Oh, you've not done the patient, not the patient, the staff development review. No, because we've not had time, because we've, and we do, you know, people don't want to stop after they've been, you know. And you've not got time for a proper break. That's your fault, because you're poor at time management. Yes. You know?
Yeah.
You can't manage your time properly. But, I mean, then you're working all day trying to do your best, and at the end of it, you know that you've not looked after people properly. That's a frustrating thing. And there's such a lot of good people, nurses, doctors, physios, you know, everybody who looks after patients, working really hard, and you know, then still going home feeling demoralised because they haven't been able to look at. You end up looking after the urgent stuff, the emergency stuff, the things that people that are acutely ill, but then you can miss things that people aren't so well, that things might develop. But I think one of the things is we've got to stick together, and nurses, doctors, physios, social workers, cleaners, everybody, and support one another. Somebody told me that somebody was a senior sister, said, The director of nursing, this is a few years ago, had said she got to go because she disagreed with what they were wanting them to do. Fortunately, a consultant backed her up and said, if she goes, I do.
Oh, good.
Which is wonderful, but it's not very often that happens. And I was warned on more than one occasion. We've taken note what you said in meetings when I haven't disagreed with them, and for your professional development, we have noticed. So think about it.
Yeah.
You know. I don't think this government's realised how much public support, I think it shocked them. how much the public have supported the doctors. And talking about the doctors, I think that we ought to make it clear what junior doctors are, because somebody who I know, who's a with-it person, you know, intelligent, he said, well, they're not properly qualified doctors, are they?
Oh, my.
You know, but meaning that they're not that far on because the word junior, I mean, what do you think of as somebody junior?
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as I understand it, it's those people who aren't consultants, so they might have been a doctor for 10 more years. So I think really that's a bit of a problem that people don't realise. Probably think, oh, they're just supposed to start doing, you know. What else are we going to say? So I think, you know, we've got to really make sure that the government knows that we're going to support the doctors, and we need to get all this all staff together as well, and because it's our future, and I think we ought to be reminding people, well, telling people what's going to happen if we don't save the NHS, because I wasn't born in the NHS. Probably you weren't either, were you, Ray?
No, I was born down pit, I think. I've been here ever since.
Well, I mean, the days when people relied on just medicines from a chemist or somewhere, and they couldn't afford it. There was very little insurance provided, and I don't think, you know, the generations have to realise. I mean, I don't, because I was only a little babe, but what it was like, and what we've got now, and I don't think people realise. And also, if you've not used the health service, I think there's some, I can't remember the exact figures, but I think about 98% of people who've used the NHS think it's marvellous, and the rest think it's dreadful, because they've just heard what's been in the press. And, you know, good things aren't news, are they? That's the problem that we're fighting. So I think we've got to have further demonstrations and publicise, you know, how good the health service is, what we're going to lose if we don't back it. But, you know, demonstrate and give people hope. But I think that the government have been really shocked by the support that the doctors have got. And I think it shocked them that they did actually go on strike.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever thought that that would happen. And they say it's the first one for 40 years, but I can never remember it happening before. Don't know whether anybody else can.
No.
I'd like to ask about it. And I think it's remarkable as well that the BMA, because such a conservative group of people, it's something happening, I think. You know, in society in general, I think people have had enough. And hopefully we can get rid of this rotten government before the next election's due.